Okay, very good. Yeah, I don't have any of those batteries, and you cut out at the end there, so I didn't get to hear everything you said. But you're thinking it's not taking a charge properly, and the light's flashing when it's charging. And I wonder if you search that on Google, if it would tell you what the flashes mean, why it's flashing when you're on the charger. And you're probably not far off from the issue. So you're thinking that maybe it shut off while you were talking, and then when it turned back on, it puts you on the W9LY instead of the N9IAA.
Yeah, that's my hypothesis. But nonetheless, the whole radio comes with the battery and everything, so I figured it's probably cheaper just to buy the whole radio than buying just the battery alone. Jack, what do you?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the way I would do it. And having a spare radio is not a bad thing anyway, because you may find with the new battery that radio works just fine. And like I said, if you were wanting to get another Baofeng of a different flavor, the Baofeng Mini is a very teeny tiny little radio. And you can get those sometimes in dual packs with two different antennas, a battery pack, a charger, I believe a desktop charger, and programming cable, all that included for like $40 or something like that for two of them. But you can find single ones too for, you know, $20. Comes with extra antenna, sometimes an extra battery. So, yeah, that's an option too. But it doesn't take the same battery as that UV5R, unfortunately, because the radio is actually quite a bit smaller than that UV5R.